What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Thinking about, so I have always been a comedian just my whole life, and I remember thinking in early grade school how much material there was. Like, I came from just home, you know, and it's just me and my mom and dad, my pals in the neighborhood, and that was pretty good, you know, holding court, being a little Jerry Lewis. But then you get to grade school, I remember the first time someone said the word octopus. And it had puss in it, so I just started laughing, and no one else laughed. And I distinctly remember looking around the room going like, is no one?
Is it just me?
Really? You? No?
No,
you
no one else sees this? Come on now.
To me, it was like a supper club in Vegas. Just nonstop hilarity. And here I am.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm. 50 years later.
Yeah.
Those other kids, they just didn't have the vision.
They didn't have it.
They didn't. No.
I mean, it's like I spent my whole life in school getting in trouble for talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Yeah.
It worked out okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that, authority figures.
Oh, but it was the best. My seventh and eighth grade teacher was the same. And she was like the no-nonsense straightens. Like, everybody that goes through her gets straightened out real quick. She had boys that were probably at that time like 20, college age, so she knew how to handle stupid 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up being neighbors with my parents, like,
no,
years and years later.
That's
like
okay.
No, it was great. Years later, right?
Currently, probably, having a teacher be your neighbor would be a nightmare.
Yeah, and this was like when I was in my 40s, and she would come over at the holidays, and because she lived right down the street, just to say hi, and we definitely loved having her. She was a great teacher, and she was awesome. But she's like, when I found out what you did for a living, it's just, I just laughed. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. Speaking of talking, this morning I had a Zoom call, and I don't do many Zoom calls, and I was having trouble getting it to work. And so I said to the person I was about to Zoom with, hey, you want to just do an old-fashioned phone call? And they said, let's keep trying. And we did, and it eventually worked. But am I the only one, am I the last guy in the room who feels like maybe we have disrespected the old phone call? I mean, I avoid them like everyone else.
I think it's just because the technology is better.
Even when
now,
Rach
right?
calls me, like, we're really close friends. And when you call me, I'm like, oh no, something's bad, right? Mm. But like, I just feel like there's, the old phone call has more to give.
I understand. I sometimes, like for my show, if I'm setting up an interview and it's like, well, they're not going to come down to the studio, I'll set up a Zoom, but then I'll say like, hey, I'm, because the studio I use for those doesn't have a webcam. And I'm like, I'm not going to be on camera. You don't have to be on camera. But I still like to use the Zoom because, I don't know, I feel like it's a better connection sometimes.
Okay.
Just because it is over the internet. And then if you can't hear each other, you can like type to each other. I don't know.
That's a real reason.
Yeah. But I mean, I get it. I sometimes with the Zoom and the the I can't think of another platform. I was going to say a Go meeting. I don't think that's a real company. But sometimes it is a little bit of a pain, like if somebody doesn't have their mic settings properly done or whatever, then it's like, well, yeah, phone calls way better, way better in that situation.
Also, just kind of a throwaway topic. I heard Chris Namey talking this morning my way in about Anheuser-Busch. And, you know, feelings about it and so forth. I have pretty strong feelings about it, and they're negative. And it's not that, like, my dad ever worked at AB and got screwed over by InBev. It's nothing like that at all. AB has always been, to me, what it is to everyone in St. Louis. And it's like the hometown company and Busch Stadium and the sign with the eagle. I get it. But for some reason, when they made that switch over, it affected me negatively. And so when I now think of AB, like I still, Mick Ultra is my beer when I drink beer. It's like I don't hate them or anything. I'm not going to boycott them. But I was left with a bad taste in my mouth. They're no longer anything to me other than just, oh, that's right, they make this beer I like. Does that make any sense? Anyone share that? Or anyone have any strong feelings?
I mean, at the risk of revealing my ignorance, what do you mean by the switchover?
So, I don't know how many years ago, 20, maybe more than that, Belgian, I believe, company.
Yeah. InBev.
I don't think it was 20, but it was
okay, bought Anheuser-Busch. So, it's no longer a local company. It's ran from across the pond. And so, for me, it just, like, changed over.
It did change, I think, the way... I mean, I think it kind of changed the way we all felt about it. You know what I mean? Like, we still have the brewery here. It's great. Employs a lot of St. Louisans. You know, Budweiser still, and Anheuser-Busch, the company, does still do great things for the city by, you know, allowing us to have the free zoo.
And they just announced, you know, like Grants a $15 million investment. Yeah, and I'm all for, I want the company to do well. I certainly want my fellow St. Louisans who work for them to do well, get a good pension.
But it's no longer our... Company the way that it was.
And I'm still drinking their beer.
Pre-InBev. So yeah. I do know what you're saying.
I mean, I guess for me, it doesn't change the way I feel. They're still here. And like we said, they're still putting money into the economy. They're still employing people.
Yeah. I think it was in my era, growing up here in the 70s, Augie Busch was like the Pope. I mean, the Busch family was just absolute royalty, and the Cardinals, and it was all just so symbiotic. And then when that happened, it was like, I don't know, maybe losing a bit of the innocence of my childhood.
Yeah, I think on the chat, Matthew makes a good point. That this is the nature of things now.
Yeah.
Everything that used to be more local is now owned by something bigger. I mean, think about, you know, the stories we hear about, like, mom and pop stores and local versions of stores just blown out by all the big boxes. You know, it's kind of the same general trend. Bigger companies buying up more and just owning more. And in a perfect world, you don't change much, right? In a perfect world, you kind of leave it alone to be what it's always been so people stay with it.
Yeah. Did it happen in Milwaukee with Miller?
I think so.
And Denver with Coors?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
So we're really not very special. Happens all the time.
In fact, I mean, honestly, we might have it better than those places because I don't know to what extent, like, you know, Coors, the brand, still has a heavy investment in the city of Denver in the same way that Anheuser-Busch, the brand, does still have a very large footprint. And, you know, Rachel makes a great point. This is something that a lot of people were afraid of, and that was, like, the primary thing that they were afraid of when InBev bought the company, was that it's like, okay, they're going to move the brewery out of St. Louis or something, or they're going to stop their donations to the city, or we're not going to, you know, it's not going to be Busch Stadium anymore. We're not going to have this nice stuff that they have, you know, very kindly done for us and to make the city better. And that was, like, the big concern. And really that has not come to pass. There's not, I think...
Boy, it would be.
There's not a super noticeable difference.
I really hadn't had that thought. How weird it would be if they renamed Busch Stadium.
And I don't even know if they necessarily could. Because Wheels, do they pay like a? Is it like other stadiums where they pay like a yearly fee, or is it just called Busch Stadium because they paid for most of it?
Well, they didn't pay for most of it.
Okay.
The Cardinals financed the stadium, like the DeWitt family did. I don't know if they get a licensing deal on that. I've never looked it up. I think they probably do. But I almost wondered, too, if it was just more of a history thing, where that's what it's always been named, so they kept it. I'm going to look, though. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, could be.
Because it's a fascinating thing, because in this case, it's a corporate name, but we're cool with it because it's always been that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. It's fine because it's changed 50, 60 years ago, whenever it changed from Sportsman's Park.
Breaking news, Michael just told me that in 2023, so I guess not breaking news, they extended their naming rights by 5 years.
There you go.
Anheuser-Busch did on
so they do. Yeah. So, and it makes sense. And again, we're fine with it because it's our name. And if you think of Milwaukee, that used to be Miller Park. And now I forget what it is, American Family Insurance, something or other. So like, here you've gotten to keep the tradition and have the sponsorship attached to it, which is the best of both worlds.
I still call the outdoor music venue Riverport.
Yeah.
And it always will be to me.
Yeah.
Those things, I don't know why I'm salty about that. Why am I salty about it? Who cares whether it's Savas or Enterprise or Ed Jones? Like, it's no skin off my nose. But somehow I feel like they're pulling one over on me.
Because you're getting used to saying it one way. You know what I mean? And then you got to deal with the kids who don't know any better. And then you say, oh, it's out of Riverport. And they go, oh, it's Riverport.
Yeah. I think that it's more just getting used to the change. Because that's the problem I have with sports stadiums. I don't care about, I do not mind at all corporate sponsorships. I mean, whatever. I mean, but that also doesn't mean that anyone who doesn't work for the team has to refer to it that way.
True.
Right?
Okay. New topic. I'm going to say two words, and you guys are going to have a pretty good idea what the story is about, and people in the DGS audience, but no one else in the world. Isn't that cool? Only if you listen to this show will you know these two words and what they could possibly mean. Pregnant clankers.
Yeah. See, this is what I was warning about.
China has developed a robot womb that will carry a child to full term. And so their whole reason for doing it is to have a bunch of robots who can deliver human babies.
Okay, so we have other technology that can carry...
Yeah, they're called women.
Babies to term, right? No, I'm talking about like we have incubators and things like that, right? Do we not?
I think the baby has to be like a certain age. It's not like you can just be like, here's the egg and the sperm, and we're putting it in the incubator. Like you have to be far enough
along.
And
that's what this is.
I gotta Google a thing real quick because I don't know if this is.
So it's a robot that is capable of like holding an egg and keeping an egg alive to be fertilized.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the, I mean, because that requires a pretty, like, constant stream of, like, lots of nutrients.
Yeah. No, they explained in the article how they do it. And there's basically hoses that just bring all the nutrients
Is it actually a robot, or is it a machine?
I don't know that it looks like a person. So when say robot, I'm guessing it's just an artificial womb.
Okay. Yeah, it's just like a
I don't think it has arms.
See, the
and
only
legs.
Thing that would make it that makes it, I don't know why, that makes it less weird to me than if you made it anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
Like if you made it move around and walk, that seems like okay, now you're being creepy. But I get what their concern is, right? Aren't most of these big countries worried about low birth rates?
Yes.
Yeah. But boy, does that raise a lot of questions.
It do.
Yeah, who do these babies belong to whenever they're born?
Who raises them?
Other and clankers.
Also, it brings up, you know, the person. I mean, these are questions only, like, individuals can answer for themselves. But, like, what about the emotional? Let's say it is, like, a couple who has struggled to conceive. Maybe they would have used like, a surrogate.
Right.
What's the emotional damage, if any, that's done when you use a robot like this? It takes away a lot of human connection. What kind of effect does that have on the child that it's never actually been cared for by a human mother? Like that, those are things that subconsciously are like extremely important. I think it's a little crazy to just gloss over that and be like, we got a robot now that can do it. Yay. Like, recently, like with all the IVF controversy in the past couple of years, I've seen a lot of online conversation about surrogacy and how ethical that even is. I don't have strong feelings on it, but I'm always interested to hear people's point of view because it is a woman, even if, you know, she's carrying a child that is not biologically related to her. This woman is carrying the child for 9 months and then is immediately giving the child up. Mm-hmm. That can cause a lot of emotional turmoil for a lot of people.
People are talking about the Matrix online here.
I mean, it's a little bit of the reverse of the Matrix, right? Right. You're feeding the child versus the child feeding the machine. But I can get the visual being creepy like that.
It's also the kind of thing. So I'm just reading about this. I had this in my show prep too, Dave. So I don't think the actual like
conception. Egg,
yeah, it's not happening within the robot. It'll just be there for the gestation period. Many people are unsure exactly how the fetus is going to be implanted in this artificial womb. But then you take into account the risk of like, what if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
And you are like putting these fetuses at risk every time you're experimenting with this kind of technology. Mm-hmm. That is something to consider as well. Yeah, this whole thing is like super surreal and scary.
Wouldn't it be crazy? Like if my grandchildren had the actual option of saying, I think we're going to go robot. Yeah, rather than caring, I think, and like if that were just a thing that happened, the way now OBGYN may say, like, you know, you might want to consider a C-section. Mm-hmm. You might want to consider a robotic pregnancy. Oh, really? Tell me about the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. That could be a thing.
Very much.
You only know about it on this show.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist, be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back, DGS. Oh, that's sweet. The online community enjoying the show. It was a great segment. Even had one of those signature Dave Glover instant pivots. Ah, that's funny. I guess I do that, don't I?
Yeah.
I do it more in real life, I'll tell you that.
Do you?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like day to day?
Oh, my gosh. I'm difficult to be around.
Really?
Yes, this is my most disciplined self.
Oh.
Typically, I'm just, like, insufferable.
I'm going to come over and sit on the couch and find out tonight.
Rock on. I got an ice cream sandwich for you.
I can't be there as blankies, though, man. Can't be near those blankies. I'm going to be all sweaty.
I'm still reeling from the statement of, I feel like blankets in general are dirty.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because, like, all right, so you, like, take a blanket, right? You put that on your...
Just wash the blanket.
You can wash
dirty.
The blanket, but if you haven't washed the blanket in a while, yeah.
You can wash blankets?
You can. They fit in the washer and everything.
And, like, my cat's laying on them or whatever, and yeah. She's, you know, putting her butt right up on the fabric or whatever. Because she doesn't have any control over that.
And by cat, you mean you.
And so it's like, you know, it's. I just feel like, you know, that's among the dirtier things, which I don't care about if it's draped over my legs or whatever. I don't care if it's the cleanest thing in the house. But I don't want to eat off it. And you agreed. You were like, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why you're reeling from that statement.
I did not agree that blankets in general are dirty.
I believe you said yes.
I didn't agree
with
that statement. I think we could roll back the tape. I might have shot a little look
to the
camera.
I would probably amend it a little bit and say the blankets that are generally used by dudes are dirty.
Yeah, boys are dirty.
Yeah.
Blankets aren't,
yeah.
Boys aren't.
Yeah. Because, like, I would literally never wash those, but Susan does it, so.
Yeah. For example, if I came to your house, Rage, and I said, you don't have a blanket, do you? And you said, I do, and we're having something to eat. You're not giving me your best blanket.
Well, no. Because you would use the blanket as a napkin.
I got crumbs on my fingers. Well, now they're on the blanket.
Just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah. I would be guilty as charged as well.
Yeah. It's just so easy. What if they made blanket napkins? What if the Scott Towel Company... just made a big blanket out of the Scott towels.
Blankpins.
This is a great idea.
That you so you want to lay under the dirty napkin?
Wants a weird word, Rage.
Well, if you could dispose.
Do I want anything I have?
Willing to.
If you could lay under the napkin.
Open to.
And then it gets dirty, and then you throw it away at the end of the night. This is a great idea.
Then instead of saying, hey, honey, can you bring me a napkin? You say, hey, hon, can you bring me a blanket?
Can you bring me a blanket that I can just tear up and throw away?
I think I'm onto something.
It's a good idea.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How are you today?
Good, buddy. Did you have a nice little few days off there?
Oh, yeah. The days was great. I just kind of had a nice little staycation, and good to be back at it, though. I mean, this is kind of my family and the broadcast team we work with and the travel and all the cadence of what we do in a season. It's just been a part of my life for so long. I miss it. I really do.
Yeah. What is that like, Rick, when you guys finally break up for the season? It has to be pretty emotional.
It really is, and it always has been in the game. And, you know, you get the Irish goodbyes every once in a while where you just kind of take off, and you know, you feel like you just have to do that. You have to have a clean break. But, you know, what used to happen back in the day within the clubhouse is all the players would say, you know, tomorrow you get to pick your real friends, which was kind of a little slap of, like, you know, we're forced to be friends now. But, you know, you really are. I mean, these folks are my friends, and, you know, we say we'll stay in touch in the winter, but, you know, we know we're going to be back together every single day for 9 months, so we just take the break and handle it that way.
So, Rick, I remember when I was a young athlete and they couldn't have summer football practices, so the coaches would sort of, you know, nod and wink and give us a workout schedule. What is it like for pro ball players? Do the managers sit down with everyone, have an exit interview and say, the way I'd like you to show up in spring training?
I would say more now than ever before. They do a very, it's almost corporate, Dave, the way they do it. I mean, there's really here's where you are. It's like a review, and here's where your next level is, and here's what we want you to work on. Now, they don't sit with them all winter and do that. Typically, guys will, you know, they hire strength coaches, or they have swing coaches, or they have facilities that they go to. They're invited to come to the Cardinals facility if they want to do that down in Jupiter, which is actually being renovated right now. So, you know, there's a lot of options out there for guys, but yes, they get very specific and very direct feedback.
You know, with all of this stuff, I know there are limits on what major league players, based on the collective bargaining agreement, what you can be told to do, right, in the offseason. Right. You can't be compelled to do anything. But if you are going to do things, it would seem to make sense to do more things that are organized by the team to fit your goals. And I know it's more that way for prospects because you don't have some of the same protections and they have a little more influence over what you're going to want to do. But I always thought that they leave a lot to independence in the offseason where it might be better to have more of a universal voice, especially for younger players, like a Jordan Walker kind of guy.
Well, the way they're handling it now is the big league coaches, and I think there's kind of a mesh between the two thoughts there. And what they're doing it with big league coaches now, expecting them to fly to the cities where players are and kind of work out with them there. So, you know, a lot of times that's out in Arizona or it might be in Florida,
right,
where you go
right.
see three or four players, and you are kind of speaking into whatever they're working in the off season with, maybe with their swing coach or their facility, checking out kind of how their workout and weight program's going, et cetera. So I think it's more part of what the coach's job do. I know Brant Brown and John Jay did a lot of that last winter.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky, I know you have a bus to catch in a couple minutes. One last question here, and this may not even be a real thing, so I'll ask you and Wheels to verify. But on my TikTok, I keep seeing how the commissioners talk about a realignment.
Oh, yeah.
Is this real? And to the extent we know about it, what do you think?
This is not just TikTok fallacy. This is a real deal.
I mean, yeah, it's going to happen.
Let's call it at least a real possibility right now, but I think it is going to happen. They're going to expand. They're going to change the way they read, you know, what divisions people are in, and that's coming, and it's going to take some getting used to, but, you know, baseball, you know, it has to change a little bit. I mean, you don't want a full-scale change of the game because that's what we love, but you know, you have to adapt, you have to move on, and they're getting ready to.
Yeah, and once the new CBA is done, you'll find they'll expand and they'll charge each new expansion team $2-3 billion. So you'll get $5-6 billion to divide up amongst the 30 current owners as the expansion fee. And then you'll go to 8 divisions of 4 teams. And what Manfred's talking about is geographic realignment. So instead of it being more ALNL, it might just be more regionally done to like reduce travel, which is better for players. It's cheaper for teams.
So we could end up having a World Series of the East and the West?
It could be that, yeah. And the Cardinals in a division with the Cubs and the new Nashville team and the Reds or something.
Or maybe the Kansas City Royals. Even leagues may change. I mean, it's coming. It's coming.
It's exciting. It's interesting. It'll be great fodder for people to get mad. So.
Oh, yeah. It'll get everything. Yeah, it'll get everything.
All right, Rick, go catch your bus. We'll be listening to you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's a real thing. That's not BS. Manfred talked about it during the national broadcast of the game they played for the Little League World Series.
So AL and NL could just go away.
It could. I don't know. I know what they're going to try to do.
That's
is
huge.
They're going to try to preserve all of the great rivalries, right? They're going to try to keep all of that together because they don't want to lose that. But what they're looking at, if you really just want to look at how leagues evolve, the NFL's done this. The NFL has crossed some of those lines. They've changed the divisional alignments when they expanded to 32. They've done a lot of the things that baseball's talking about. And it didn't kill the league. It didn't slow the league. It didn't do anything negative. It was either neutral or positive, one or the other. And they're going to add 2 new teams. So the way to do it is to go to 32, which gives you an even number. Right? You'll have 16 teams in each league, 4 divisions. And when you do it more regionally, the belief is that you can have more rivalries spring up that will last too, because you're close, right? So if you think about it, if the Royals and Cardinals are in the same division, and I don't know how they want to do that, because you don't want to break up the Cardinals and the Cubs, but maybe you have to if you're doing it regionally, because you may look at it, Kansas City, St. Louis, Nashville, and Atlanta might make sense from a regional standpoint. Versus, you know, like maybe you go to the North Central, where it's the White Sox, Brewers, Twins, and Cubs, right?
Yeah,
so,
makes
like,
sense.
We don't know exactly how they're going to look at it, but
so how much would the schedule change? Because we can't just play those same.
No, it'll be the same type of schedule.
Okay,
yeah, you'll still play everybody. Like that's with interleague play and the way that they've gone to the balance schedule.
It's not so much a travel question.
Well, it is, because you play more in your division than you do outside, right? So if you separated East and West, you're going to play less outside your time zone. So think about the teams that are in the Eastern time zone, but the other teams in their division are in the Central.
Yeah.
Well, so the fan base in Cleveland or Detroit, they're both Eastern time zone, but Chicago and Minnesota and Kansas City are all in the central time zone. Well, that jacks them up in the eastern time zone with the later start times. Mm-hmm. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, but it's a thing. It's a small thing. So when you combine less travel expense, when you could make it more, and by the way, having things more done regionally, that's how college football was for all those years, right? The thing that built the rivalries was they were all close. That's changed, but that's one of the things that's made college football fans mad, is that now you've got, you know, West Coast teams in the Big Ten, and you've got, you know, Northern teams in the SEC. Like, it didn't used to be that way. A lot of the regionality is what led to the rivalry.
What are the main cities who are being talked about for new franchises?
So they've been talking, I mean, Nashville's the big one. I think Nashville's almost a sure thing.
Okay.
It's a great sized city. It's a growing city. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. They got a lot of entertainment infrastructure to build around a stadium. Like, it's already there. So mm-hmm. if you put a stadium in that, you've got natural draws with everything. So
I wonder how much that would hurt the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. And that's part of the discussion is who has what territory, because that's also Braves territory too. So that's kind of Braves and Cardinals sharing it with a little bit of Reds in there too. So you got a lot of discussions about that, but Nashville seems to be the favorite. Portland's one. They've talked about Vancouver, maybe going back to Montreal.
I like Montreal.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be one in the East, one in the West would be the way that makes the most sense.
Welcome back, guys. DGS.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
KMOX 247. One of the great added value things you get to watching us on the stream is you get to go to the Kevin Wheeler baseball seminar every day. It's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't do it a lot, but I mean, sometimes if people are specifically talking baseball, I feel like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not just add to the conversation during the break?
Yeah.
You know, I think, I mean, like Matthew is saying he thinks expansion's a bad idea and that the money should, quote, trickle down to the minors, but If you and he didn't say contraction, but he also talked about consolidating baseball. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to get smaller, because if you get smaller, that's less revenue. That means less trickles down to the lower levels. If you want more to go down, you need more to come in. And adding new teams, he just asked me who's going to pay for an expansion to the tune of $4 to $5 to $6 billion. The same people that are trying to buy these teams that come up for sale. There are multiple ownership groups all over the country. Salt Lake City is desperately trying to get a team. Nashville is they have billionaires behind this. So the answer is, yeah, billionaires. Billionaires who want the prestige of owning a sports franchise, who know that it's a money-making venture, and over time they will make their money back. I mean, they're the same people that own teams now will be the ones that want to own it, just different names of the person. And the idea of expansion is you broaden your reach too, right? Why did college football conferences, why did the Big Ten and the SEC expand so much? Why did the Big Ten bring in USC? Because it's a bigger television footprint. So the more TV sets you're on, the more you're going to charge for your television packages in the future, the more money you're going to have to spread around to players, coaches, administrators, for facilities, for the whole deal. That's the idea of growth. And if the NFL can play with 32 teams, with 50-plus guys per team, and you're only drawing talent from one country, the United States, why can't Major League Baseball fill out 32 teams of 26 guys when you're bringing in Americans, Canadians, Mexicans, Venezuelans, Cubans, Colombians, Dominicans, Japanese, Korean? Like, it makes no sense to argue that you can't expand. There's plenty of talent.
I won't even try.
Yeah.
Razor's Edge?
Let's see. What do we want to talk about for Razor's Edge today? I think we have to cancel Denzel Washington, unfortunately.
Crap.
And I think we need to do it just to kind of teach a lesson. He just recently gave an interview, and he said he doesn't spend much time worrying about getting canceled. Because he asked the interviewer, he said, "What does that mean to be canceled?" And the interviewer said, "It means you lose public support." Denzel said, "Who cares? What made public support so important to begin with? I don't care who's following who. You can't lead and follow at the same time. And you can't follow and lead at the same time. I don't follow anybody. I follow the heavenly spirit. I follow God. I don't follow man." Goes on to say, "You can't be canceled if you haven't signed up. Don't sign up. Don't get me started. My chest is getting tight talking about it." So I'm being silly when I said, you know, we need to cancel Denzel. He brings up a pretty interesting point when it comes to if you're worried about being canceled. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't care what other people think, then the canceling doesn't work. We've kind of seen that happen with certain celebrities where it's like, oh, this is it. They're done for now. And then they just stay in the public eye because they don't back away. Mm-hmm. But I also think it might be a little misguided. It's like, well, what would Denzel Washington get canceled for? I'm not someone who, like, I'm on the air every day. I say a lot of things on the air. I don't go home at night and wring my hands and worry, like, is someone going to cancel me? Because I'm not saying things that are, like, offensive, I don't think.
And you know that if you did, it would have been a slip of the tongue.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
a bomb thrower.
Like a yes, exactly.
I'm wondering. I think Denzel's a very strong-minded person, but he's also rich and 75 years old.
Thank you. So thank you.
If
his career ends today, he won't care.
Yeah,
like he's uncancelable because he's worth $300 million and he's 70.
Yeah,
he's already. You ask Denzel at age 24 what cancellation means. It means your career ends. Your thought is different. I don't disagree with him, but the reason people care about being canceled is because they care about their job. And if you don't have your job, you don't get to be Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege that you have when you're wealthy and you've already had the 50-year career. Like, so I don't think he's wrong necessarily. I just think he's in a position where he's uncancelable. He's already talking about retiring. He's done the thing for 50 years. So, like, it's not, he's in a no-lose situation.
Yeah.
Which is easy to be bold in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I am fascinated, though, about the part of the conversation that's like, what made public support so important to
begin with? He makes good points.
Yeah, but his paycheck is based on the fact that people liked him.
Correct. But do you guys think the public support is more important now than it was 20 years ago?
I think no, but I think that the lack of public support is much more of a cutting weapon than it was 20 years ago. Like, we didn't even know what canceled meant back 20 years ago.
Well, we would have never learned these things 25 years ago,
so
right?
So we just know that people were successful or they were not. They were popular, they were not.
Right.
But when people started being canceled, and some people were and some people still are, and some people have gone, I remember seeing Louis C.K. and him saying, like, I used to play stadiums. Now I'm in this asshole. I mean, they've had real effects on him.
Yeah, but I mean, is he canceled?
No, he still gets to make tons of money.
Or was he temporarily sidelined?
Yes, he was.
Because
was
I think of most of the people with real ability were never actually canceled. There were some fringe people who weren't that good who got pushed off the edge. But the good ones, the talented ones, the popular ones, they didn't go anywhere. They might have been sidelined for a while. And Louis C.K., like, okay, he was sexually harassing people, man. He didn't get unjustly canceled or victimized. Yeah. He's different than someone who said something stupid and got pushed aside. That's different.
I'm so glad you bring that up, Wheels, because oftentimes in the Louis C.K. conversation, it's like, he did nothing wrong. And it's like, well,
yeah, he did.
He shouldn't have been doing stuff like that. Like, that was crazy.
Which I think even
crazy.
He admits.
He did initially, and now he's probably being a little more defiant because it's better for... And I think he's hilarious, by the way. I mean, he's a funny man, but what he did, he deserved what he got. Now, that's a different thing than somebody who just expresses an unpopular opinion and then gets pushed to the side. That's a different thing. They're not all the same. Like, Harvey Weinstein should have been canceled, and he should have been canceled 30 years ago. But nobody knew about those things because nobody talked about them 30 years ago. It took legal cases. It took people having the cojones to come up and say, hey, this guy's doing these things, man. He's raping people. He's taking advantage of people. And then once it came out, we said, we don't tolerate that. But 25, 30 years ago, did you ever know that?
No.
The general public didn't. Maybe insiders did.
Because, ironically, those people were too afraid of being canceled.
Thank you. That's it. Right. Because they were afraid of a guy like Weinstein killing their career.
They had no power.
Yeah.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.